Paul Nixon today with Donald McCabe, of Head of Corporate Communications at Land Securities. And we're going to talk about expressing company views and writing papers on the corporate website and its impact on reputation. So, Donald, do you want to introduce yourself, a bit of background, and then we'll progress with the questions?
Yeah, happy to. I'm Donald McCabe. I've been at Land Securities for, we're just coming up to about 3.5 years now. And I joined Land Securities from what was Allianz Boots, where I had sort of worked with them as Boots was repositioning itself, then when it merged with Allianz Unichem, and then when it ultimately got taken over by private equity. And before that, I'd had quite a long stint and ended up as the director of comms at Railtrack, as was. So reputation management as such, and the bitter experiences of what can go on in that area has been etched on my sort of formative years, really. And before that, I was at London Underground, and again, similar type issues, really.
Well, let's start with Land Securities. I mean, as a company, they're held in very high regard by the city. And they stand out to the extent that analysts actually mention it when compared to their peers. And why do you think that is? What are the sort of elements that the company's done to build its reputation and to continue being held in such high regard?
I think it's very hard to pin down that there's ever one thing. So it's usually a cocktail, and different things influence different people. I think if I had to put my hand on it, I would say it's that Land Securities, and before I joined, I can't take any credit for this, is a very open organisation, and it's very transparent, and everyone talks about transparent, but it gives a lot of data out, it always has. It gives very full reporting, very full disclosure, and of course within the analyst community and within the investor community, that's the treasure trove of material, and it's very consistent, so there's not redefinitions. There's always a willingness to have a debate about greater disclosure.
Just on financials or on
other things? But I think that for organisations like Land Securities, which is a quoted company, I mean, that's really at the heart of it. It goes a little bit further because what happens is our senior management team are very open, happy to meet people, happy to have conversations. So I think it's just an approachable and open company. I think people would find it very hard to say they don't know what's going on because it's all out there in the public domain. And I think that makes a difference. Certainly from my experience with other companies, it's not critical of them. We're probably the most open and transparent company I've worked for.
And as you go forward day to day, do you have a strategy for building reputation, or is it just carry on sticking to the principles and doing more of the same?
I think it is I think you have to be careful with reputation. Reputation is, all the clichés say, it takes a long time to build and a short time to destroy. So you can never be complacent about it. So you always have to be thinking about it and working out through actions what the impact's going to be. But then again, I think you also have to be quite dynamic. And as a company, you have to make the business decisions that make sense. And when you do that, you shouldn't worry about what's the impact on reputation. You just have to explain it in such a way that people get it in the context of what's going on. And so you give the same level of detail that you would on other things, which I think is what's important for Land Securities. And if people want to talk about it, you're happy to have a dialogue with them. I don't think reputation is rocket science. I think most people who exist in the corporate communications world or in any sort of communications world can put their finger on what they like about companies and what they don't, and I think it's just up to people like myself, my team, just to sometimes check and hold the company to account. I have a phrase that I use with a lot of my advisors or people that we work with is, you're there to keep us honest, so you should be asking us questions, even if you think that we might not want to be asked them. That's what you should do, because that's the best test to know that as a company you're going on the right lines and that you have got good answers and honest answers, and you're happy to talk about things. So that's what we're here to do, really.